Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, ChatGPT has already replaced my therapist, but it might be replacing two other of my doctors. AI really is coming for our jobs.
Okay, so let's go here again, because we're talking about ChatGPT a lot. So give me the last time you talked to ChatGPT and used it as a therapist. What was the question, and was the advice solid?
As a therapist, I will say I haven't needed to talk to it as a therapist recently. I will say it's been my business manager and graphic designer this last week. It has been handling some business things for me, some graphic needs that I've not been able to do myself. Mm-hmm. So really, ChatGPT is kind of a one-stop shop for everything. It can talk me off a ledge.
Every graphic designer, it just went like,
I'm sorry.
I am so concerned about what the future looks like when it comes to AI, man. Mm-hmm. I told you guys, I've had this conversation too many times with my kids. Like, when you're trying to think of your career, you got to look 5 years ahead now and ask yourself, is this something that AI is going to be able to do? And I'm telling you what, you know who's going to get paid in 5 years? Plumbers. Guys, no, seriously. It's guys and women that can use their hands. Uh-huh. The mechanics. You can't replace that kind of thing. But, you know, I got one son that wants to be in performing arts, and look at the way AI is helping out and cutting budgets in that area. I got another son that wants to do sports marketing. Look at how AI is doing that. Be a plumber.
Yeah, trade work is where it's at.
Yeah.
Exactly. And maybe don't go to medical school. If your parents are like, hey, we really want you to get a good job, cut out doctor, because ChatGPT has seriously given me life-changing medical advice that I'm really disappointed that my doctors didn't communicate to me. So a little backstory on my health history. The last couple of years, and I've talked about this on the radio before, I was having some really weird health struggles that were kind of showing up in the form of unexplained weight gain. And I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I'm like, I'm eating 1,000 calories a day. All of it is coming from protein, zero carbs. I work out 4 times a day. Like, I don't understand how this is happening. And it just was so mind-boggling to me and so frustrating to me that, like, I couldn't figure out how to get my body to work properly. So I was like, you know what? I'll go to all these doctors and I'll do all these tests and I'll figure out what's happening. And they're going to give me the solution and they'll give me some medication to figure it out. And I'll be able to tackle this. And we're going to get a handle on this problem I've been dealing with. So I go to a naturopath. They do all the tests. They run all the things. They weigh you. They do the body scan and they do all these things to try and figure out what's wrong with you. I remember being so disappointed leaving that follow-up doctor appointment where they were just like, yeah, your cholesterol is really high, but that's about it. And I was like, well, how is my cholesterol high? All I do is eat salad every day. So then I was frustrated. I'm like, genetics, so stupid.
Well, you said you're eating a lot of protein also.
Well, I mean, a reasonable amount of protein, okay. Not like a crazy amount of protein. You know, a healthy, balanced diet. Think of like what nutritionists tell you to eat. That's what I'm eating.
What are they considering? What are they considering high cholesterol?
It was ridiculously high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, maybe there is actually a problem here. So then I was like, maybe there's a deeper issue. But I'm like, that's all you're leaving me with is some red yeast pills to take. And that's it. Like, that's the only thing. Like, there is no way. Like, I have done every crazy diet. I have taken every supplement. I've run through the TikTok gamut of trying to figure out what's wrong with me and trying to figure out how to solve it on my own. And finally, I go to the doctor. I'm like, this is, and the doctor's just telling me to take red yeast. What is happening? So I ended up taking my lab results and I put them into ChatGPT a year ago.
Great idea.
Literally. And what it told me was so obvious and so frustrating that I'm like, my doctor just threw a pill at me and didn't explain how this was affecting some of my weight issues or some of the things that I've been feeling for the last 10 years of my life.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but yeah.
Yeah. So not to hate on the doctors, like they're trying their best, but I was a little frustrated by this, but I've been anemic my whole life, but I take an iron pill and like, that's all I've done is, you know, take the iron pill and move on with life. And my iron has been normal for the last, you know, couple of years or whatever. Well, your iron can be normal, but there's something called ferritin, which is like your iron stores, which is, it basically makes you feel like you're iron deficient. And what happens is your ferritin also affects how your thyroid works. It affects how you're able to burn fat. So if your ferritin levels are low, like you will burn muscle instead of fat if you're in a calorie deficit. And I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. The fact that like all I do is lift weights and eat protein, but yet like I'm gaining weight. Mm-hmm. Like my body doesn't have the oxygen it needs to be able to like function properly. So your thyroid test can come back normal, but it can still affect the way that I work. I don't know the science. ChatGPT figured it out. So basically I had to like up my iron from whatever I was taking today, 15 a day to like 65 a day. And I've lost probably 20 or 25 pounds the last year.
Really?
Just from fixing my labs. It's insane. And none of my doctors have told me this.
And the rest of your labs look good, even though that the weight is off and that's what you were going for. But health-wise, the rest of the labs look great?
Yeah, there's like your cholesterol's high. And she mentioned, she's like, your iron's a little low. So just like up it a little bit. But what frustrated me is I walked into that doctor appointment and I said, like, I'm putting all this weight and I don't get it. Like, all I do is work out. Like, I should be freaking Bella Hadid right now. And she was like, yeah, your iron's a little low, so just up your iron. So it's not like she didn't say anything. But my doctor should have been able to look at my labs and said, oh, hey, by the way, your iron and ferritin is low. That actually has a direct effect on your thyroid and the ability for you to be able to recover from workouts. Mm-hmm. So I was doing all these workouts and getting nothing from it because my body couldn't recover properly. I felt exhausted. I couldn't wake up in the morning. I didn't get it because everything looks fine. And it turns out all I need to do is eat a little bit more red meat, a little more vitamin C, and pop an iron pill. And here I am, skinny legend.
It still doesn't, I mean, we don't need to get in the weeds on this, but it still doesn't help the cholesterol problem?
Yeah, I don't know what I'll do about that. But anyway, but also, and then again, I recently did another doctor appointment. I'm like, I still kind of feel a little off, even though my iron's a little bit better. Turns out I got low blood pressure. Not a single doctor has brought that up to me, but my labs from my last report from a couple of weeks ago, I got low blood pressure. And apparently I just need to eat a ton of sodium.
Dang. Yeah, AI is changing everything.
It's crazy. It's amazing how it's better.
All right, love lost and found. We got to circle back here because she had a brief encounter at a gas station with a guy, but didn't get his info and had some big time regrets about it. And she wanted our help to track this dude down. You remember this?
This is new. This is new. So she sent me the email. Hi, Kristen. This is truly a long shot reaching out because I've never done anything like this before. I've listened to the show for over 10 years. When I got hooked on the crazy episode about someone spying on a guy because it seemed like he was doing something shady. The story came to a point where the show hired a PI. It was every morning for a week and so captivating. In the end, the guy was sneaking food to homeless kittens. You probably don't remember the story, but I do vividly. That was actually BK before Kristen, but that story is legend and I do know what you're referring to. Anyways, I am emailing for a love lost and found possibility. I was at the Kroger gas station in Loganville on Atlanta Highway around 11 a.m. this morning. Do we have the date that she sent this, Tommy? If we can find that, that'll help us out immensely. All right, so the guy on the other side of the pump I was using had music playing. I had never heard it before, but really liked it. I peeked over and asked, who is this playing? He said, it's either the Moody Blues or the Who. When I saw him, I was instantly surprised how cute he was. I went about my business, and then he asked, is the premium gas pump working on that side? I responded, yes, but the pump behind you was not. He said, this one is not working. I realized quickly that he must be somewhat of a car guy to know that my car takes premium. Side note, I love cars. He was driving a Porsche Cayenne, light gray or tan.
Oh, okay.
So he got money, too. Yep. Money and style.
By the way, it was Thursday, June 12th.
All right. Thursday, June 12th, 11 a.m. at the Kroger gas station in Loganville, Atlanta Highway. I couldn't tell if he had a ring or not, so I apologize in advance if he is, but just in case he is not, something in me really wants to follow this through. As I pulled away, I was upset that I did not say something more. The rest of the day, I couldn't get him out of my mind. What if he's the one? What if I finally could have found someone who would treat me right? And he drives a Porsche Cayenne. She didn't add that part. I did. So many what ifs. I'm sure people email these all the time. This is my one crazy step outside of my box moments. If it is meant to be, then it will be. If not, then no worries. I love the show and enjoy my drive to work. So thank you guys.
All right. So if you maybe know who this is, hit us up at producer@thebirdshow.com. So here's what we're looking at. This is the key point here. Porsche Cayenne, light gray or tan. Maybe the Loganville area.
No, it is. I was at the Kroger gas station in Loganville on Atlanta Highway around 11 a.m. June 12th.
I'm saying that doesn't, we don't know if he lives there or not. He might just be stopping at that gas station, but we're going to go ahead and assume that he lives in Loganville.
I also asked, what celebrity does he look like? And she said he looked like a short-haired Heath Ledger.
Come on now.
With a Porsche?
Yeah, she said it was an older Cayenne Porsche.
Everybody's looking at it for this guy now. So email us if you have a lead at producer@thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.